First elected in 2011 as the youngest mayor in Holyoke, Massachusetts, Alex Morse again made history in the paper city on Tuesday. 28-year-old Alex Morse comfortably won re-election to a fourth term as mayor of Holyoke.
Tonight is, and it's a historic night in the city of Holyoke as well, given this is the first four-year term in the city's history.
He'll be sworn in next January to the first four-year mayoral term in Holyoke history after voters approved the change 2 years ago. Unofficial final results Tuesday night showed Morse defeated former city councilor Jay Ferreira 57-42%. Morse was first elected in 2011 at the age of 22. Speaking to about 200 supporters at his election night party at Gateway City Arts, Morse thanked his family and campaign volunteers and pledged to pursue a progressive agenda with the help of newly elected city councilors, several of whom stood on stage with Morse.
And I just see a lot of close friends in the audience and people that have always been there for me. It hasn't always been an easy 6 years. And a lot of people 6 years ago said we wouldn't have been able to make so much progress. And it's because of all of you, not because of me, that we've been able to move this city forward and turn it around. I want to thank you all for that.
It was a jubilant night for Morse's supporters, who've had to sweat out much closer outcomes in the mayor's previous campaigns. Mimi Welgoss danced around the room, waving a Morse campaign sign.
This button is from the first election, and I've supported him since then. Because of him energizing me and other citizens, I volunteer for anything and everything in Holyoke.
Despite having a significant fundraising advantage over his challenger this time, Morse said he took nothing for granted.
So we treated this campaign like any other campaign. We knocked on thousands of doors. We talked to thousands of voters. We talked about our progress and our plans over the next 4 years. And so when people would say, oh, mayor, you have nothing to worry about, it's like, yes, we do. We're not going to take a single vote for granted. I mean, I was knocking doors up until 7:30 tonight in all different neighborhoods of the city, asking people to get out of their homes and get to vote because, you know, that's what we have to do.
In an interview, Morse said his priorities for Holyoke include more affordable housing and economic development. He said the public perception of Holyoke is changing from that of a downtrodden old mill city to one that is pursuing growth opportunities in high tech, arts and culture, and the burgeoning legal marijuana industry in Massachusetts. Monday night, hundreds of people came to a job fair hosted by GTI, Green Thumb Industries, Massachusetts, for the medical marijuana cultivation operation the company plans to put on the second floor of an old paper mill on Appleton Street.
We have over 1 million square feet of vacant mill space in the city, and given our cheap cost of doing business, our cheap electricity, you know, we're really the perfect location for the industry to grow and cultivate the product here in Holyoke, and also create jobs and tax revenue and produce new growth for our community. So, you know, there's GTI, but there's also other companies that'll be moving forward on their plans. And, you know, if we can, you know, renovate and repurpose old mill buildings to now become job-producing factories on a product that has a great return on investment today, then I think we need to take full advantage of that.
Morse was the only mayor and one of few elected officials in Massachusetts to endorse last year's ballot initiative that legalized recreational marijuana. The next mayor of Agawam will be the city's recently retired school superintendent, Bill Cipelli. He was elected Tuesday with 68% of the vote to succeed longtime Mayor Richard Cohen, who decided not to run for re-election. In East Hampton, where the incumbent mayor also stepped aside, attorney Nicole LaChapelle had a narrow victory over 21-year city councilor Joy Winnie. Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz was re-elected to a third term with a commanding 79% of the vote. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.